Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
All right. So again, 855-453. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So, not too long after the Pussy Riot ladies have been released from prison, the reason supposedly for this was that the Olympics are coming up and Russia, the government guys there, Putin and his crew, want to look like they're good guys.
That's speculation. I mean, obviously the Putin didn't have a memo released to the Russian newspapers saying because the Olympics is coming up and we refuse to be nice to gay people, we're going to let the Pussy Riot gals go.
Right.
And my biggest political opponent that we've had incarcerated for 13 years.
That way we can say we have no political prisoners.
That's right. They're humane.
Because we released them 3 months ago. We no longer have political prisoners.
They're humane now over there in Russia. Well, there's news that apparently there's suicide bombings happening there now, at least one of them.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't you because the lady...
There was one Russian artist nailing his scrotum to the pavement, so I would guess the next thing is a suicide bomber.
Well, the guy nailing his scrotum wasn't dangerous to anyone but himself. In
understood.
This case,
he also laid naked in barbed wire not too long ago.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm not saying, okay, look, if you want to look at the psyche of somebody who would, A, be willing to nail their scrotum to the pavement, into cobblestones, and B, look at a person who is willing to blow themselves up, I'm saying that there might be some corollaries here.
Well, one thing's for sure, people over in Russia, they are really dealing with a serious situation, including real terrorism. I mean, yeah, okay, so the Boston bombing happened here. That's certainly true. But it's really the first instance of real, honest-to-goodness terrorism since 2001. Whereas Russia, they've had two bombings in a matter of days.
There was the thing in New York where they found the SUV that was packed full of explosives, but it didn't go off. That's real terrorism, too.
That one wasn't an FBI setup?
That was not an FBI setup. I know you don't want to believe that, but the police didn't catch them. Civilians did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, as far as actual terrorism is concerned, Russia's got a situation right now on their hands. Within 24 hours, they've had two bombings, including 15 people bombed in Volgograd by a female, calling her a black widow. Suicide bomber detonated the equivalent of over 20 pounds of TNT.
Jeez, where do you get that stuff?
You got to have the right connections. Entrance to a railway station in the central city of Volgograd Sunday, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens. The blast, which blew out the front windows of the huge Stalin-era structure, was recorded by CCTV and rebroadcast by state-funded RT Network. In a statement, their investigative committee said the bombing was, according to available evidence, the work of a female suicide bomber who triggered the device, which was loaded with shrapnel as she approached the metal detectors near the station's entrance. Now, how many times have I pointed out that if terrorist types really wanted to have an effect here, all they would have to do is bomb a security checkpoint at the airport?
In the United States, prior to the TSA. The TSA creates a security situation rather than alleviating one.
No, that's what I mean. Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, if you want to bomb hundreds or dozens of people, just go to a security checkpoint at a busy airport and you just don't go through security. Walk up to the front of the line and then boom.
You don't even have to walk up to the front of the line.
Hey, go to the back of the line.
Just walk up next to the line.
Yep, you absolutely could. I mean, if you're at the front of the line, then you probably would take out more people, including the TSA agents. But
if that's what you want to do, who knows what they want to do. I shudder to try to imagine what that is. Their goals are, but any place where people are collected, it's like the TSA and the government think the terrorists are magically attracted to airplanes.
Mm.
You know, you don't need airplanes, you just need places where people are collected.
Sure, you could go to a line at a football game or something like that. You could go to all kinds of different places to set off a bomb, which really just shows you that there aren't very many terrorists around because, well, there's nobody suicide bombing. I mean, if you've got a dedicated group of people who's dedicated to an ideal to the point of being willing and able to kill themselves, then there's nothing you can really do about it. And ultimately, if somebody's willing to take their own life,
you can stop messing with them enough. And almost all, well, this is really important, Ian. Almost all suicide bombers, I believe all, but I'm not willing to say that because it's a terrible thing. It's a dangerous thing to say. Almost all suicide bombers occur in occupied countries or by an occupied people.
Or against an occupier.
Yeah, usually it's about an occupier. I guess in this case, you really could make the argument that it's not, right? I
mean, well, there's been all kinds of oppression by the Russian president there.
I think it's getting flexible. But usually suicide bombers are about going after an occupying country.
Where was this lady actually from? What part of Russia? Because Russia is a very large landmass. And there are a lot of places that have been trying to gain independence from Russia since the Soviet Union collapsed.
And Putin has been oppressing a lot of those people.
Yes.
So, with violence, of course. So, such women have been dubbed black widows because they often turn out to be family members of Islamist rebels killed by Russian security forces.
There you go.
Recruited to
stage
all
we need to know.
Revenge attacks on soft Russian targets. Similar attacks have killed thousands in several Russian cities over the past decade and a half. Now, that's the most important part here, right? Because we were counting on one hand the amount of actual terroristic kind of violence that has happened in here, in this country, the United States, here in the last 15 years, which is about the same amount of time since 2000. We're almost at 15 years since 2001. Not quite. We're getting there.
Close.
Around about the same time frame, there have been thousands of people that have died in similar attacks in several Russian cities. Just let that sink in for a moment as to what that must be like. That doesn't happen here. Have we really even had any suicide bombers here? I mean, even the guys in Boston left packs on the ground. They themselves were not suicide bombers.
Oh, I think suicide. It hasn't, but I think suicide bombings is frankly a terrible technique. Look what the snipers did in Washington, D.C. They pinned down a good portion of the eastern seaboard for weeks.
They did. That's true.
For weeks. With almost nothing in investment. A hole cut in the back of an old car and a sniper rifle. I mean, nothing.
You're right about that. I mean, certainly there are different tactics out there, and I'm glad you brought that one up because that's another one we can count on our one hand of supposed terrorist attacks. But no suicide bombers. I think that speaks to the level of dedication of the people who would be willing to do things like this in the United States, personally. It may be bad strategy, Mark, but at the very least, it's a certain level of dedication that is unmatched, and it does allow for a type of bombing that really, I think, is very, very scary. Because the idea that you could be anywhere, you could be at the shopping mall, you could be at a baseball game, you could be anywhere on a busy street, and this could happen to you. And the fact that it's been happening to so many people, thousands have died in Russia
over
the last decade in similar attacks. It's hard to really imagine the level of fear that that could put in people. To know that that happens. And anyway, it's just happened now, apparently, and there was at least a suicide bombing, and also, according to Bloomberg, another suicide bomber. So you had 14 who died and 27 others injured when a man detonated a bomb in a trolley bus in Volgograd, apparently both happening in the same city, and then the other one with the female bomber as well. So is this, some sort of, has a statement been made? No, we don't know, as far as this point, who was involved or what the actual reasons for it were. But think about that.
I've always wondered about these statements being made is how do they know who's making the statement?
That's
who's
true.
Not?
Anybody could step up and make
I'm
a statement.
I'm making a statement now, Putin. These bombings will continue until you recognize the rights of gay people to participate in sports or whatever their actual complaint is the spreading of gay propaganda or something. But, anybody can make any kind of claim.
According to the story here, the approaching Sochi Winter Olympics has likely stimulated terrorist planners such as Chechen Islamist warlord Doku Umarov to step up their activities. Russian media reports suggest that Sochi itself, garrisoned with around 40,000 special police and protected by an array of high-tech security measures, as well as the capital city of Moscow, may have been made relatively impregnable to terrorist infiltration. Well, I guess it sounds like the terrorists are up to the challenge, and it'll be interesting to see if anything further develops. Hopefully no more innocent people will be taken, but 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You take control.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. What is it? What is ProXPN? A global virtual private network allows all of your online data to be encrypted. It will be encrypted if you're using ProXPN, which means that your internet service provider will no longer have any knowledge about whatever you're doing online. They're probably keeping logs on you right now, logging every website you visit, logging every search term that you enter. You go to ProXPN.com/FTL, download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, and that will protect you from your ISP knowing what you're doing.
also it'll protect your location online, because, by the way, ProXPN doesn't record what you do online. They also allow you to choose which destination, which ProXPN server around the world that you utilize to connect to and then broadcast the rest of your internets from. And then essentially that'll make it look to the rest of the world, to all the sites, websites you're visiting, like you're in that location instead of where you actually are. So they protect your location. They actually get you around various different blockages. So if you go to like a workplace block or a school block, or if you're in another country like China and they're blocking certain sites, ProXPN gets you around that too. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can get signed up there when you're ready for the premium account, which is unlimited bandwidth. And there's no limit on the different types of things you can do. So you can run torrents privately through ProXPN. Use our discount code, and you get 20% off. FTL20 is the discount code. So, again, that's on the premium package at proxpn.com/FTL. You pay with Bitcoin to get 33% off the annual plan. And, again, proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose, but your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up, promo code FTL20. So we were talking about the Russian suicide bombers that apparently are right now terrorizing Volgograd within 24 hours. Two different bombings have occurred. They say here in the report from the Christian Science Monitor that similar attacks have killed thousands of people in several Russian cities over the past decade and a half. And so now apparently the Olympic Games is coming up. Some are suggesting that this may be something that they're attempting to do, is to stir up some fear outside or around the Olympic Games. And actually, this will give the government more excuse to grow. It'll give the government more of a reason to increase its police presence. Already they've put 40,000 special police in the city of Sochi.
Do you remember in 1996 when the Olympics were in Atlanta, Georgia? And somebody left the...
Oh, Richard, whatever his name with it. Jewel.
That wasn't who it was. Right. That was the guy that was falsely accused.
Right.
And people still think he's the guy that blew up Olympic Square.
Yeah, can you imagine being this guy? He's out walking around right now. I would have left the country. I mean, like, his reputation is ruined because of this bad police work and these assumptions that people have made.
It's, yeah, imagine trying to rent a house as that guy.
Yeah.
But just try to get a job.
That basically, you know, caused a lot of people, oh, see, this is why we need more police and we need more this. And if there would have just been cameras everywhere, then we could have tracked this guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, you know, when I think of the, like I said, when I think of popular terror or the successful terrorism here in the United States, I think of these sniper guys, these two that went off in D.C. And, you know, I just wondered.
And were caught, by the way, by people, not the police.
Right. And these guys, I mean, so this shows the caliber of terrorist that has attempted terrorism since 2001. Because they have no new ideas. They go to the mosque, they find an FBI agent, they say, you know, I've got some interest in blowing some stuff up. And then they allow them to provide them with styrofoam TNT, and they, you know, go someplace to set it off. They can't even figure out how to do something on their own, whereas these two guys, who were not geniuses by any stretch of the imagination, cut a hole in the back of an Impala or something and start sniping out of it. And they keep things locked down for months and months.
Mm-hmm.
This is really convincing that there's no real, not much of a terrorist threat going on out there.
If this certainly is the nothing best, organized.
If this is the best thing that that people can do is to find the nearest FBI agent to confess to.
And for the longest time, when the two DC snipers were going around, the police were telling people, be on the lookout for a white minivan and a couple of white guys. So they didn't even have the right suspects or the right vehicle.
Well, I wonder to myself, now think about this for a second. Imagine that, you know, there was some terrorist cell that decided they wanted to create havoc in the United States, mm-hmm. and they decide they're going to go after government officials. Now, you know that this is going to create the largest response. I mean, if they're just shooting civilians, no big deal. We'll
look at the Chris Dorner situation out in, what was it, Los Angeles, where he was killing cops. I mean, former cop killing cops.
And you can see that the reaction is a lot greater when the police are involved.
By definition, would not the Christopher Dorner thing be terrorism?
Well, yeah. I mean,
that
it was
sounds like internal strife to me. The
well, because the definition of terrorism is to cause a political change. And he wanted to bring about change in the way politics were in Los Angeles in regards to the police department. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, absolutely. By definition, yes, terrorism.
Well, but then each political party is then a terrorist organization.
Well, yes.
But I repeat myself. I mean, you know, they're advocating violence, which is
taxation. The government is, by definition, terrorism as well.
It is, by definition, terrorism. I'm certainly not going to argue with you on that point.
They would
I'm just
argue,
saying if you want to stretch the definition of terrorism, you can stretch it pretty
far. I wouldn't
say
any of that's a stretch. I mean, the definition of terrorism is very, very clear.
So here's what I want to know is if there was a terrorist cell that existed in the United States that was doing the sniper routine thing, and they were taking out government officials, low-level, high-level, off-duty, on-duty, I don't know what the answer is, what would the United States look like and how quickly would it look that way? I imagine they'd try to lock everything down a la Boston and basically tell you, until we find these people, you're not allowed out on the streets.
I don't know. I mean, are you talking about random attacks all across the country, or are you talking about focused attacks in one particular geographic
area? Random attacks across the country.
I don't think they have enough people to lock all the streets down like that. They would have to have one specific area, like, you know, the Boston
bombers. I'm just asking. I have no idea.
I mean, in the Boston situation, they brought in agents from all
everywhere.
Over the place, and they focused them all in this one area. So it would have been a perfect opportunity for anybody else, if there was any organization behind that, to strike in the other areas that, you know, in Nashua or something like that, where everybody had just left. You know, they took the Bearcat out of Nashua, and they moved it down into the Boston area, and all the troops from the Nashua Police Department, probably Manchester as well.
Yeah, so... I guess one thing that people could do if they really wanted to pull one of these things off is just call in a bomb threat somewhere, and while everything is focused on that area, go do something in another part of town.
Right. I mean, this isn't, we're not obviously terrorists, but it doesn't take very much brainstorming to come up with some ideas. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of observation to look at the police and how they respond to things. So it wouldn't be very, very complicated to do some of these things, especially if you have, oh, I don't know, a dozen people in a terrorist cell, which, by all evidence, it doesn't seem like they have that.
I remember as a teenager thinking the perfect way to rob a bank is to call in a report of a bank robbery at one place on one side of town. When all of the cops go there, you go rob a bank on the other side of town.
855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll free line. This is just brainstorming. It is not actually considered
this is not bank robbing advice.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. Coming up, some good news about dolphins getting high. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want as we wind out 2013. Just, 36 hours or something like that remaining? Less than that before 2014 and the new year. And I'm sure you'll be welcome to call in with your New Year's resolutions if you have figured them out yet at 855-450-FREE.
Do people still do those?
Some people do. Okay. Whether they're successful with them or not is another question.
I think it's an opportunity to decide to change your life. If you find significance in the first day of the year, you know, some arbitrary day, it's really not going to be any different than the day before.
You could do it any other day as well if you wanted.
And I think that if it gives you power in some way, you know, go ahead and seize that power and make a change in your life for the better. But I think it also kind of speaks to the arbitrariness of days, too. Mm-hmm. I'm befuddled by this. Like, when people say, it's 11-11 on November the 11th, 2011.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoopee! Right? Like, let's get excited about it. It's 12-12 on 2012. Yay!
People like numbers.
They do.
Some people like them more than others.
They do. And I just wonder, you know, what's really the difference when you're thinking about, year changing? Now I got to write that. Everybody's affected by this one. You don't have to get excited about it. You have to be excited about it because you now have to write on, when you write new things and date stuff, you have to know the new date.
So if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, why not make the New Year's resolution to take effect on your birthday? Because your birthday has a little more personal significance to you.
Usually people want to drink
than
or smoke.
Arbitrary day. You know, oh, it's the end of December. Ah, the calendar ends. Whatever do I do? Oh, I buy a new calendar. And, you know,
it's very arbitrary. Would not seem to be a good day to quit doing anything. A lot of times when New Year's resolutions come around, it's about quitting, you know, smoking or drinking or
right after you go out drinking and smoking things until 1 o'clock in the morning the previous night.
Now that's all the better reason to stop. You're like, oh God, I feel terrible.
Maybe the day after your birthday would be a better day for it.
I resolve to write 2014 every time I write the date.
You could always have a resolution for whenever you finish that next pack of cigarettes as well.
I know people that do that. Yeah. Just one more pack. Just one more pack.
This is interesting when it's like quitting something, yeah. And you get that urge, you get that little bit of momentum early on, mm-hmm. And you're right in the middle of the pack of cigarettes or the pack of donuts or the pack of crackers or whatever it is that you're trying to give up.
Yeah.
It's funny, we have the feeling that, oh, we should finish these. I bought them in bulk, I really like them, so I bought several cases, so I don't want to just, you know, get rid of them. But no, you know, stop now.
My daddy told me not to be a quitter.
You know, if you don't want to throw it away.
You can quit life if you don't quit smoking.
If you don't want to waste the cigarettes, you could just give them away. I mean, there's always plenty of people who are willing to bum a cigarette.
Or just sell the cigarettes for a quarter apiece.
You could do that. I mean, you're going to get them away faster if you just say, let people know who smoke that you're giving away your cigarettes. They'll probably take them off your hands.
I'm sure they will.
All right, so toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you had a story that you wanted to share with us about a very interesting-sounding television series, coming up on the BBC about dolphins. And I saw this news story earlier today. I marked this thing. I want to make sure I find this to download and watch this. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so what I actually found, I didn't know until I got almost all the way through the article that it was done for a BBC television series. Mm-hmm. Apparently, dolphins have found a way to get high in the middle of the ocean. And no, they didn't find some, like, sea cannabis and roll it up and find some lighter that works undersea,
right,
that they can flip with their dorsal fin. Apparently, some documentarians got these spy bots and went out and filmed dolphins.
So I looked at some of the footage of this today. There's only a little bit available, but it shows one of the spy bots. Did you see the turtle?
I saw the turtle. I didn't watch the video, though.
So they have basically just a robotic turtle that's a video camera or more than one camera, you know, HD quality video that just kind of floats along, and they can move the neck actually above water, and they can move it below the water as well. So, you know, can get the dolphins in kind of both places if they're swimming along at the top of the ocean. You can get them there, and it seems like it's a pretty versatile tool for this purpose, and the dolphins are not threatened by the camera at all. They are totally fine with it being there, and so apparently, it's an interesting look into dolphin behavior that they claim hasn't been captured before.
So the article here from the UK Independent says, in an extraordinary scene filmed for a new documentary, young dolphins were seen carefully manipulating a certain kind of puffer fish, which, if provoked, releases a nerve toxin. Though large doses of the toxin can be deadly, in small amounts, it is known to produce a narcotic effect, and the dolphins appear to have worked out how to make the fish release just the right amount. Carefully chewing on the puffer and passing it between one another, the marine mammals
don't Bogart the puffer.
Then enter what seems to be a trance-like state. The behavior was captured on camera by the makers of Dolphins, Spy in the Pod, a series for the BBC One by award-winning wildlife documentarian John Downer.
Isn't it fascinating?
I just love
puff,
it.
Puff, puff, and pass.
Wait a second. Does the pufferfish die?
No.
It doesn't
most
say.
Of the time, apparently. They're carefully manipulating it. If you read into the words, it's suggesting that they're keeping it alive. They're just setting off its pufferness or whatever, so it's got the
toxin
response. And the toxins are absorbed by the dolphin, and then they pass it along to the next dolphin.
So a zoologist
I bet those puffers are mad every time they see a
maybe the puffers get the puffers some kind of high from it as well.
No, maybe the puffer is grateful that it's not dead.
Yeah.
These young dolphins.
A zoologist who worked as a producer on the series said, this is a case of young dolphins purposely.
Oh, okay, so they are young dolphins.
They are young dolphins.
Interesting. With something we know to be intoxicating. After chewing the puffer gently and passing it around, they began acting most peculiar, hanging around with their noses at the surface as if fascinated by their own reflections. It reminded me of the craze a few years ago when people started licking toads to get a buzz, especially the way they hung there in a daze afterwards. It was the most extraordinary thing to see.
Pass the puffer on the left-hand side.
Now, this is fascinating, and I wonder how in-depth they get into the series. The series hasn't come out yet, this Dolphin Spy in the Pod. It's coming out on the 2nd of January. So, I mean, I've marked my calendar. I'm very interested in seeing this.
Yeah, you're not going to miss it.
Number one, I like the idea of altering one's state of consciousness, and I think we discussed this to some extent on the weekend. But
we really did. I think it's interesting.
It's validated here by the animal kingdom, and it brings up interesting questions, because dolphins have a very social order. You know, they're a very social creature. They're always around one another, and there's a lot to that interaction. So do dolphins have the same, you know, is there the same mentality amongst dolphins as there is amongst humans? Are there a group of dolphins that look down their noses, so to speak, at the
other dolphins?
The other dolphins who are getting high over there. You know, does that happen? Are there
possibly,
are there those levels of social interactions amongst dolphins? Does using the pufferfish have a negative connotation among some dolphins? You know, how far does this go? Or is it something that dolphins have been doing for hundreds of years? I mean, we don't know how old this tradition is. It is something that can be shared. Dolphins do train one another and teach one another things.
A nice puffer fish cocktail, is that what you're suggesting?
There are multiple videos, actually, of dolphins out there. And I know I've mentioned this on the show previously, of dolphins that are held in captivity. Now, this doesn't mention if they're in the wild or in captivity, but I imagine they're in the wild. But dolphins held in captivity, they don't have, I guess, just have enough free time. There's not enough bad creatures around to terrorize them. So they've come up with all kinds of interesting creative things, like how to blow circular bubbles out of their blowholes while they're underwater. They can shoot out these rings of bubbles, and it's just amazing to watch it. I mean, it's just absolutely fascinating footage, and they play with them. And they play with these. It's just so beautiful to watch it happen.
I bet it's not
creatures.
Beautiful if you're a pufferfish. Leave me alone, you and your meddling dolphin kids.
They're amazing creatures. We'll come back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More like you than you probably realize.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got archives. They go back all the way to 2006. You can just go click and download, and they're yours for free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com.
So I was talking to a guy today who had heard about Bitcoins, didn't know how to get them. He asked me, "Well, how do you get Bitcoins?" I told him, cashintocoins.com. Not because they're a sponsor of the show, but because
it works.
I really think that they're fast, they're safe, they're easy, it's completely legal, inexpensive, you're gonna get your coins. There's a lot of scammy sites out there, and there's gonna be more as time goes by that says, "Wire us money, and we'll be sure that you get your Bitcoins," and then you don't. Cashintocoins.com, I have used them. I have used them a great deal. Ian, you've used them.
I sure have, more than once.
And I'm confident that you're going to get your Bitcoins. They are, they're working on growing their business. They're not some, you know, flash in the pan, fly by night kind of operation. And he asked me, this is kind of a question that we don't really answer here on Free Talk Live. He asked me, how much should I get? Like, because people think that you should get one Bitcoin, and you can get one Bitcoin. Or you can get less than one Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You can get any amount of money that you want. I think you should be putting a certain amount of money away every week. I would recommend 5 to 10%. Just put it away every week. Now, some of that can go into Bitcoin. Some of it can go into gold and silver. Some of it can go into other sorts of investments like stocks or whatever. You've got to decide what your portfolio is going to look like and the kind of diversification you need to have. But you should be putting some kind of money away. All you need to do, cashintocoins.com, is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching right in your town. Likely, you have one of those things. You're going to need a computer, internet connection, and you're going to need to be able to send a picture of the receipt, so maybe some kind of smartphone or something. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about dolphins here, and apparently a new BBC special that is going to show evidence for the very first time that apparently dolphins, like a lot of humans, enjoy altering their state of consciousness. Now, apparently it's a younger set of dolphins that was recorded. Not sure where.
Always blame it on the youth.
Not sure where this was happening.
Those damn kids!
But it would be fascinating to see, you know, what age range the dolphins engage in this activity. Essentially, as you described it, Daryl, they take a puffer fish, they gently kind of hang on to it or manipulate it with their mouths. The puffer fish then releases toxins that seem to intoxicate the dolphins, that they are fascinated by their own reflection in the water. They're fascinated. They just have this kind of a stupor or something like that. They're zoning out.
They're getting high.
Yeah, I mean, by all evidence, they are getting high.
So here's my question, because it seems to me as though the way most laws are written, animals are not subject to the laws. I remember when I lived in San Antonio, there was a lake and they had signs everywhere, no swimming in the lake. But there were fish and ducks and other things that got to swim in the lake. So if you
can read this, you can't swim in the lake.
Right. So what if I were to teach a monkey how to read? Would the monkey be allowed to swim in the lake?
Or can you send your pet monkey out into the lake? Like if you send your dog, you practice your dog, doing duck retrieval.
Yeah.
We used to do this with our Chesapeake Bay retriever. I've tried to get my golden retriever to do it. She has nothing to do with this stuff. She's not working for nothing. But you throw a fake duck out there, which is it's not a fake duck at all. It's this long tubular thing with little knobs on it, and the dog retrieves it and brings it back. So is the dog breaking the rule if you have your dog? I'm not swimming in the lake. The dog is.
Yep.
But you're having your dog swim.
All good questions. Well, I saw something not too long ago that apparently there's legislation in India to consider dolphins to be non-human persons.
That's correct.
So would they then, if dolphins do become non-human persons,
oh boy,
would dolphins be subject to arrest for getting intoxicated? Would pufferfish then have to be added to the list of prohibited substances in order to arrest a dolphin?
Well, it really does show the absurdity of the war on drugs. I mean, the questions you're asking.
It shows the absurdity of laws.
Yeah.
I mean, once you recognize dolphins or chimpanzees or whatever they are as non-human persons, and I'm ready to do that, then are they subject to the laws?
Well, the problem is they can't bring a translator in to explain them to them. Maybe if you could translate to the dolphins, then, because normally if you are in
they're
some place...
They're happy to throw lots of non-English speakers in jail.
That's true. But they generally bring a translator in. I've seen this happen.
They do stuff, yeah.
You know, I've seen somebody been brought into court. It was actually Hillsborough Court.
In Hillsborough, yeah. And the guy was from Yemen.
Yeah.
And he had a friend with him. And the friend said, yeah, I speak English and Arabic. And so the judge would say something to him. And he acted like he didn't know what a translator was supposed to do. And so the judge said, tell him what I just told you. And so then he'd tell the guy.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay, so what did he just tell you? Oh, he said, and then you couldn't understand what the guy said.
Yeah, the dude was doing a terrible job at translating. And so I was wondering, what are they going to do about this? They've got this guy in there. This is Hillsborough, New Hampshire. You know there's nobody in town who they've got on staff. They can't just call
him.
You're not going
to pull up an Arabic speaker.
Right. So I was actually kind of surprised with what they did. They brought in a translator by phone. That was what they did. So they have a service. They probably pay buku bucks for this service from some lawyer firm or something like that, some legal services firm charging who knows how much per call. But they actually call in to some kind of service. They tell them what the language is that they're speaking, and then they – and I don't know. I guess it was thank goodness for the friend that was there because he was able to tell them what the language was. But they were then able to communicate, I guess, later. I don't know if it was during that session or it was later on.
Might have been later in the day.
Yeah, I think they rescheduled it for later on. But, I didn't know how they were going to. So, anyway, you bring up an interesting point about the war on drugs here. Yeah, are they going to begin expanding the war on drugs into the oceans? And I think it was actually Allison Bricker from Daily Paul Radio who commented this way on Facebook today. But, are they going to go and exterminate the pufferfish now? Are we going to go after the pufferfish to try to stop the dolphins from getting high? Because the whole idea behind the war on drugs has to be that getting high is bad, right? Isn't that the concept behind the war on drugs?
Unless you get intoxicated on
alcohol,
tobacco, or if you use certain legal substances.
So they have an outlaw
in
pufferfish.
Certain ways. Because nutmeg, I've heard that if you smoke nutmeg, you can get a buzz. They can't really ban nutmeg because nutmeg has legitimate uses. If you take certain amounts of ibuprofen, you can catch a buzz.
That's a bad idea.
Maybe they need a swimming while intoxicated law to deal with this?
Yes.
First of all, outlaw the pufferfish. Secondly, SUI, swimming under the influence. And let's see, how else could they deal with this threat to the dolphins?
Obviously, there's disorderly conduct and public intoxication.
I bet they'll resist arrest, too.
Because you dolphins better believe don't really will. Have hands, and if you try to bend the fins back behind, then they're going to fight you, and a dolphin will rape you.
Think of the money for the prison industrial complex here. I mean, they'll have to build whole new underwater prisons for the dolphins. This could be big.
We don't put the dolphins in an actual new prison facility. We just put them all on work release at places like SeaWorld.
Or they could spend a whole lot of money and actually sink Alcatraz and then send the dolphins in there.
But Alcatraz is a national treasure now.
So we had a guy call in on Saturday, and he was really kind of befuddled as to why anyone would alter their consciousness at all. Like, he had done a little bit of drinking when he was younger, but he's an older guy, and he just really couldn't get it. And I imagine it's really kind of difficult for somebody who doesn't get it. It's really easy to look down your nose at that point, like those people who do that to get high, in the same way that thin people look down their noses at people who can't lose weight, and, you know, just the whole thing, right? I imagine it's really difficult for people like that to understand, but the fact is that if you're not altering your consciousness as a being on this planet, you're probably in the minority.
I'd say that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, and
or at some point in your life, because some people, you know, they kind of get out of it when they get older for whatever reason. They just get tired of it, or they've had enough of that experience.
You know, by definition, caffeine is a drug.
It sure is.
Absolutely. It's a consciousness-altering drug.
Wait until you give me a can of Diet Coke, I will flip out right here.
Or what about the people who are trying to withdraw, they're quitting caffeine, they talk about really intense headaches.
Intense headaches, yeah.
Yeah, so the point that I was going to make is the people that talk about, oh, I can't believe anybody would alter their consciousness by smoking pot or taking mushrooms or LSD. They probably consume caffeine on a regular basis.
Or something. Or alcohol. I mean, alcohol is so popular. And so here you go. You got the dolphins now. You got more evidence. We've talked about animals using drugs or animals, you know, getting high, drinking or eating fermented fruit, for instance. There's the footage of monkeys on
elephants.
Monkeys at beach resorts going and stealing people's drinks from their chairs and getting drunk, falling over. 855, 453. It is hilarious. More coming up.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero, plus X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.